Airbnb just took 15.5% of every booking on your portfolio. And on Vrbo, if you deny a guest entry to a property they damaged the last time, Vrbo will charge you 100% of the booking value as a penalty. 100%. So here is the question we are going to answer in the next 10 minutes. If the two platforms that built your business are now actively transferring your equity to themselves, what does the rental operator who survives 2026 look like? Stay with us.
Welcome to the AI Guy. I'm Jules.
I'm Marcus. Today, short-term rental operators, the platform tax trap, and the AI stack one Sedona host used to cut platform fees by 78% in 6 months.
If you own short-term rentals, if you watched your Airbnb host fees creep from 3% to 15.5% over the last 3 years, if you have ever been hit with a Vrbo damage deposit dispute that turned into a $1,000 penalty, you already feel where this is going.
You felt it the first time you saw a service fee on a guest invoice and realized the guest blamed you for it. You felt it when Airbnb pushed co-host out of beta and started taking another 10% off the top. You felt it the morning a guest left a one-star review because they could not find the lockbox, and Airbnb's algorithm dropped your listing 2 pages back overnight.
And maybe at 3 a.m., maybe after a back-to-back turnover, maybe sitting in the car between two of your own properties, you have already done the math. 5 doors. Average nightly rate, 280. 60% occupancy. That's about $308,000 a year in gross bookings. Airbnb's 15.5% take is $47,700. Vrbo on the other doors, another $10,000. $58,000 a year. Off your portfolio. To two companies that are now actively competing with you for the direct booking.
And it gets worse. AirDNA's 2026 host survey, 61% of operators report platform fees are higher this year than last. 44% have been hit with a Vrbo cancellation penalty they say was the platform's fault. The new Airbnb total price display rule, January 2026, quietly let them raise the host service fee structure on long stays. They are not your partner anymore, they are your landlord, and the rent keeps going up.
Translation: every booking you take on Airbnb in 2026 is a booking you are renting from Airbnb. They own your guest list. They own the review history. They own the search ranking.
And here is the part that should keep you up tonight. The operators growing fastest in 2026 are not adding doors. They figured out they did not need to.
So if adding doors is not the answer, what is?
The operators winning right now, and I mean real operators, 3 to 20 doors, not a Sonder, not a Vacasa, are running an AI-powered direct booking stack that replaces both Airbnb and Vrbo. Let me say that again, slowly. They take guests off the platforms. They keep the 15.5%. They keep the guest list. They eliminate the cancellation penalty exposure entirely.
Okay, that's a different game.
It's a completely different game. Airbnb becomes a billboard, not a business. You list one property on Airbnb to catch the first-time guest. Then your AI co-host moves them to your direct site for every booking after that. The platforms become customer acquisition channels. Your direct site becomes the actual business.
And if I'm hearing this right, the tech to do this, it's not enterprise software, is it?
It is not. The whole stack is under $300 a month for a 5-door portfolio. Write that down, $300 a month. That replaces a $58,000 a year platform tax. You are not buying software. You are buying back ownership of your guest.
Documented case study. Sedona, Arizona operator we have been tracking. 6 properties, mix of Airbnb and Vrbo before the rebuild. He moved to the direct booking stack between September and February. End of Q1 numbers. Direct bookings went from 4% to 41% of revenue. Platform fees down 78%. average daily rate up 11% because he stopped competing on Airbnb search. And his cancellation penalty exposure on Vrbo, zero. He delisted.
41% direct, 78% fee reduction, 11% ADR lift. That is the prize. Now here is exactly how he got there. Four steps. Do them in this order.
Number one.
Pick a property management system that owns your data, not the platforms. Hostaway, Hospitable, or Guesty for hosts, pick one. They each run between $40 and $100 per door per month. Pick the one that integrates with your channel manager and has an open API. The Sedona operator picked Hostaway because it lets him push a book direct upsell into the guest messaging thread the moment they check in. You cannot do that on Airbnb's native messaging. They block direct contact language. Your PMS becomes your unfair advantage. Cost, about $300 a month for six doors.
And once you own the data, you own the guest.
You own the guest. Number two.
Two.
Build a direct booking website in a weekend. Free version, Lodgify, Hostfully, or OwnerRes all offer template-driven direct booking sites that connect to your PMS in one click. $200 a month, all in. Or for $0, use a Wix or Squarespace template with a Stripe checkout and let your PMS handle the calendar through their iCal feed. You do not need a custom build. You need a working URL by Sunday night. The Sedona operator put his up in 11 hours over a weekend. That weekend made him $40,000 in the next 6 months.
Right. The best direct site is the one that's live.
Number three.
Three.
Install StayFi or Wi-Fi marketing in every property. This is the single highest ROI piece of hardware in the entire stack. $75 per door, one time. Every guest who connects to your Wi-Fi gives you their email. By law, on a captive portal with full consent. The Sedona operator collected 1,400 guest emails in his first 6 months. Those 1,400 emails became the direct booking list that does 41% of his revenue today. You already have the Wi-Fi. You are leaving the email list on the table.
And those guests already love the property. They are pre-sold.
They are pre-sold. Number four.
Four.
Configure an AI co-host for guest messaging. Hospitable AI, Bestie AI, or Hostly. $80 to $120 a month total for the whole portfolio. The AI co-host handles 90% of guest messages, check-in instructions, lockbox codes, restaurant recommendations, the Wi-Fi password. But here is the move. You program it to add one line to every check-in message. Next time, book direct and save 15% with a link to your direct site. That single line is what flips your Airbnb guest into a repeat direct guest. The Sedona operator's repeat direct rate, 23%. Industry average is under 3.
Four moves. Under $300 a month for six doors. 78% platform fee reduction. 41% direct revenue.
And he did not add a single door. The portfolio just got more valuable. Now, the part that ties it all together. Remember 2020? Restaurants and DoorDash, Uber Eats, Grubhub?
When the platforms were taking 30% off every order.
30%. And the restaurants that survived 2020 did not survive because they got better at Grubhub's algorithm. They survived because they built their own ordering page. Toast, Square, Chow Now, Bento Box, every smart operator turned their dining room into an email list and their website into the actual storefront. The third-party app became a billboard. By 2023, the restaurants that kept Grubhub as the main channel were closing. The ones that moved direct were buying their competitors' real estate.
And the platforms are still there. They just do not own the relationship anymore.
Short-term rentals are restaurants in 2020. Airbnb is Grubhub. Vrbo is DoorDash. The 15.5% platform tax is the new 30% commission. And the operators who survive this cycle are the ones who turn their PMS into Toast, their direct site into Chow Now, and their Wi-Fi captive portal into their email list. That is the answer to the question I asked you at the top of the show. The $58,000 the platforms take from a five-door portfolio every year is the same dollars that built the direct booking restaurants of 2023. Same story, different industry.
And the operators who don't make that shift?
Stay on Airbnb, pay the rent, watch the host service fee climb to 20% in 2027, or close. Pick.
So if you own short-term rentals and you are sitting in your car between two properties listening to this,
you do not need to add doors. You need to keep the revenue the doors already make. Ad Valorem builds the full direct booking AI stack for short-term rental operators. The same four-step build we just walked through: PMS selection, direct site, StayFi capture, AI co-host configuration. We do it in 7 days for $1,750 on our standard package. We do it in 3 days for $2,550 on the same-day rush. Or we run the optimization as an ongoing service for $5,000 a month on the monthly research desk. That's continuous AI co-host tuning, conversion testing, and platform fee benchmarking month after month.
Link in the show notes, ai.advalorem.io/strategies.
The next time Airbnb raises the host service fee, and they will, you want to be the operator who barely notices because direct is already your main channel. Build it now while the math is still in your favor. You have 8 weeks until summer peak. 8 weeks to get the direct site live, the Wi-Fi capture installed, and the AI co-host trained. Do it before the booking window opens.
Share this with one other rental operator, one host who's tired of paying rent on their own business.
Stay early.
See you Thursday.